Hello, I'm Chris calling from North Survey, a professional public opinion research firm. We are interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues. The interview will only take a few minutes and your responses will remain confidential. To begin and to be sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 39, between 40 and 54? Between 55 and 64, or are you 65 or older?
40 and 54. Between 40 and 54.
Thank you very much. Are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home, for whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are your children or...
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of local organizations and community institutions. For each one, please tell me if you have heard of the organization, and if you have never heard of them, just let me know. The first one is United Way of Miami-Dade County.
Yes, I've heard of them.
And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Have you heard of the Children's Trust?
Yes.
And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust?
Favorable.
Is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust?
Yes.
And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust?
Favorable.
And is that somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
And have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children and your family?
Yes.
Thank you. When you search for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which of the following do you use most frequently? Ask your child's doctor, search the internet using something like Google, ask a friend or family member, ask your child's teacher or child care, online community like WhatsApp or Facebook groups, etc.
Regular internet like Google. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Now, we're going to go into a little bit more detail regarding one local institution in particular. For this survey, we will be talking about the Children's Trust. Earlier, you said that you have a very favorable opinion of the Children's Trust. And in a few words, can you tell me why do you feel this way?
I think... they offer important programming, and they work well with individual municipalities.
I have to type your answer, so please bear with me for a couple of seconds.
Sure.
You said they offer important programs?
Important programs, and they work well with individual municipalities.
Thank you very much. Now, how have you primarily learned about the Children's Trust? Was it from advertising that you saw or heard for the Children's Trust? Your own children or grandchildren took a part in a program funded by the Children's Trust? General word of mouth from parents, teachers, friends, or family? A news story you saw on television, heard on the radio, read on the newspaper, or saw online? A friend or acquaintance had children or grandchildren who took part in the program funded by the Children's Trust, your child's school, or other?
Other.
And may I know exactly where did you learn about them?
A colleague is on the board of directors.
Just a moment. Have you ever specifically searched for information about programs funded by the Children's Trust?
I think I have. Yeah, but I mean, I was provided a list of them anyway, so I don't know if I searched for it or they just handed it to me.
Oh. So for the purpose of this question, should I record it as yes or no?
I'm sure, yes.
Thank you. Where did you search information about a Children's Trust funded program? By visiting the Children's Trust website directly, searched the internet using something like Google, calling the 211 helpline, other?
There's other, and I don't, and the answer, and the next question is I don't know where, but someone handed me some materials.
But someone handed you some materials.
Yeah.
Okay. Some materials. Thank you. Have you ever visited the Children's Trust website?
I think so, yes.
And based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact?
Positive.
And is that somewhat positive or very, very positive?
Very positive.
Thank you. When considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community?
I don't know what to tell you. They just started in this community, so in this part of the community. So I think it provides essential services.
So that would be, they are part of the community and provides essential services. Is that okay? Okay. Thank you. Next, I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. The Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes, with a goal of improving the lives of children and family in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Now, in this, please tell me whether you are favorable or unfavorable. You have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust.
Favorable.
Is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. May I ask why?
It sounds like the questions we did before. I don't know. I think they provide essential services.
Thank you very much. And prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offer programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust?
Yes.
And where have you most often heard or seen advertising about the Children's Trust? So was it television, radio, buses, or billboards, newspapers or magazines, social media? Online.
I don't know.
Okay.
I honestly don't know. It could be anywhere.
That's fine. When searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Is it radio, online, social media, newspapers or magazine, television?
Newspaper and online.
Thank you. But which one is the most
Probably online.
Okay. Thank you. And we're almost done with the survey. The next few questions are just for classification purposes. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Haitian, Hispanic, Latino, or Cuban, or other?
Other. I'm not Hispanic.
Which of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? White or Anglo? Black or African American?
White Anglo.
Okay, thank you. What is your marital status? Single? Thank you. Do you own or rent your current residence?
Own.
How long have you lived in Miami-Dade County? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years? 10 to 20 years? So more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or between $100,000 and $150,000, or more than
$150,000? I'm not disclosing.
Okay, that's fine. And what is the zip code of your home address?
33154.
Thank you. What region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Northeast Miami-Dade, Northwest Miami-Dade, South Miami-Dade?
Northeast.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. I thank you very much for your participation. You've been very kind.
Have a good night.
You too. Have a wonderful day.